This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Talked a little bit about Citi Field and Doc Gooden yesterday and how the whole Yankee thing kind of came across odd. But, you know, I don't want yesterday to be a negative thing because it seems like every time I've seen more reaction. I know it's dangerous to do this where you say, well, where have you seen it from? Well, you've seen it from Twitter. You've seen it here. But I've seen it wasn't sold out. I've seen Doc's speech wasn't great. It was in April. Like, all these criticisms about it where, like, to me, the only thing that mattered to me was the fact that this guy was in the best place he's been in years. So anybody who's followed Dwight Gooden throughout his post-playing career understands there were times you would see him. He would still show up at Citi Field. He would show up at Yankee Stadium. He would do these appearances. And he looked totally gaunt and horrible and just sickly.
And wasn't right.
And I remember doing, it was one of like the sadder moments that I'd had in this business. You know, back when I was a producer, I did this silly promotion that was fun, but it was called the New Yorker Sports Rant in Buffalo Wild Wings.
I remember.
Yeah, so I would host this off-air talk show in Buffalo Wild Wings, and people would come up and then do a New York Sports Rant. We'd give them gift cards, whatever the hell. So we'd have special guests every week, and Dwight Gooden was a guest. And at that point in my life, I mean, I had not met a lot of childhood heroes yet. I had just gotten into the business. So being able to sit next to Doc Gooden and interview him was like one of the coolest things in the world. I remember my parents came, pictures, he signed, there was a flyer with my face and his face on it. It was like really an all-time moment. But he wasn't himself. There was something going on. Mm-hmm. And we can all speculate. And I remember going, like, as cool as this was, it was just like sad. So that is always what I've thought of with Dwight. You know, where is he? Are we going to read that he passed away tragically at some point? Are we going to read that he got arrested again? So when I saw some of the negativity that surrounded yesterday with Doc Gooden, I really wanted to push it away. And I'm the king of negativity. I know that. But with this particular thing, especially with the Mets, I'm the king of negativity. I'm fully aware of that. And people saying you sound like a hypocrite. This was different for me because this was like life. And I wanted to look at this as like, man, like I was happy to see he had a gut.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Like I was happy.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah,
I was happy to see that. Yep. And I was happy that he was able to get through that speech. And then him sitting in the studio with us that day was just, it finally felt like everything was right for the first time in decades with him.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.